WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
Is there something on your mind? Are you mad about something your elected officials have done? Do you have an opinion on a local or national issue? Let us know by sending your opinion to WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on Sound Off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected, WILO.
While other radio stations cut corners by just playing the tunes, WILO not only gives you America's best music, but keeps you informed with everything you need to know about what's going on in and around Clinton and surrounding counties. Local news, sports, Central Indiana farm information, Dave Ramsey, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and emergency weather. Plus, WILO TV coverage and so much more. We do more than play the tunes. We are a part of your life. 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Every day making a difference.
You know that thing you need?
Which one? A vacation? New golf clubs? A lawnmower?
Don't charge it. Save for it. When there's something you're saving for, saving is our thing. Encompass Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. Every day, making a difference.
Making a difference.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors and Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We have a couple of very distinguished guests here in the studio today. We have Mr. Stan Smith, who's representing the Airport Authority Board, and Sean White, who's representing the First Wing Jet Center. Gentlemen, how you doing?
Great. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine. So what do we have an event coming tomorrow, I think. That's why we have you in here today. We have a big event coming up tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, we're excited tomorrow. We get to do a grand opening event for the community here at the new terminal there at the airport. And so we're inviting the community to come out tomorrow and join us in celebrating that opening. We're going to have some local dignitaries and a ribbon cutting about 10 a.m. But before that, starting at about 8 o'clock, we're going to have a good old country breakfast out there provided by Shoop's, $10 a person, but it'll be a nice biscuits and gravy breakfast with some eggs and other assorted goodies. So come out and check the airport out tomorrow, get a chance to tour the brand new hangar facility, participate in some family fun activities. We'll have some bounce houses and other things out there, some airplanes on display. Just make it a really good opportunity for people to the community as a whole to see the new airport hangar and get to tour it and see all the details. And this is their hangar, their center, and not only, you know, as we talked about in the past a little bit, I think on the show, that the intention of it when we built it was to make it not only a facility that houses aircraft and is something for the aviation community, but is something for the local community as well, and can utilize it for renting it out for events and other special functions and whatnot. And so getting a chance to come through and see the space and what it could be used for, and envision what it might be able to be used for, is something we're excited about for tomorrow as well. So,
what are the hours going to be tomorrow?
So tomorrow we're starting at 8 with the pancake breakfast, kind of in the middle. The only programmatic part of the day is at 10 a.m. I think we're planning a ribbon cutting, and then it'll continue on. I think we're going to stop planning on stopping serving breakfast by 11, or if we run out of food before, then hopefully not. But but we'll plan on having breakfast available till 11, and then by 11:30 we'll probably close things down to start cleaning up. So
well, it's going to be warm, but it's also going to be windy tomorrow. So
yeah,
it is. The temperature is going to be good. We're going to have a little bit of wind, but also we're going to have some sunshine. We're not used to that.
We see the big orange object. You say, what the heck is that? We don't know. Stan, from the Airport Authority Board's standpoint, how does this make you guys feel that you've got this hangar going now? You've got the airport remodeling. You guys have kind of turned the page and gone to another level.
Oh, it's a great accomplishment. There's been so much down at the airport that really the public typically does not see. A lot of it's off the highway. You've got to get back on to the property. If you get back to where the location of the new hangar is and terminal building, you'll see the new fuel facility. It's self-service, available 24/7 for pilots to use. We've got space now. We can put the large corporate jet in if it comes in during the daytime and there's weather. We can pull the big aircraft in, get it out of the weather. If it's going to be here overnight, we can put it inside. The pilots don't have to be concerned about frost on the wings the next morning when they're ready to leave. It's an event center, as Sean said, available for public rental. It's a front door to the community. It's one of our gateways, just much like 65, 28, 39. It's how some of the corporate sector and private sector arrive and depart from our community. So,
you know, and also this is just like, I think from everything I know that's been going on and what you guys have talked about, this is kind of the first big hurdle you guys want to do, and you got a lot more plans on the horizon, don't you?
That's true. The FAA and the Indiana Department of Transportation and our engineers, Butler, Ferrum, and Seifert, are working on a runway expansion that'll hopefully take us out from 5,000 feet to 6,200 feet, and that's going to be a 3 to 4 year project before that becomes a reality. That's our hope, 3 to 4 years. We'd like to have it a lot sooner, but it just doesn't move that quickly.
Sean, from First Wing's standpoint, how does this make you guys feel from all the good stuff that's going on out there?
I mean, obviously great from that perspective. I mean, it's exciting to have, you know, really a brand new first class facility to be able to operate out of. I mean, that's a huge, you know, as Stan mentioned, you know, anytime, you know, we operate actually four different airports around three of those in Indiana and one actually in Florida. And so, you know, we know what it looks like for corporate traffic coming into different kinds of airports and whatnot, and having, you know, a solid front door is essential. You know, not only to us as a business and to the airport as an entity, but also to the community as a whole. I mean, you know, Stan mentioned this, but the airport is a gateway to the community. This is how business leaders and others that are coming into the community, potential prospects for new businesses to come to the community. Often it's the very first impression, and so what does that first impression look like and I think that, you know, as the community is hopefully going to see tomorrow when we open and invite everybody out to take a look, I think they're going to be really impressed with what they see. It's a really, really first class facility, and for us as an operator, that's just it's really nice, and it's great to see a community like Frankfurt understand the importance of their airport as an economic development tool, and be progressive and forward thinking about investing in things like this that really do make an impact on the businesses that come into the community. So having this open and available makes a difference for our business and for the airport as a whole. It really is kind of a game changer for the airport.
Now, what is the general impression when people come in out there? Is it like, gosh, we didn't know this existed, or is this something we just really were just shocked by, or what's been the general conception of people, you know, when they go out there the first time?
I would say it's kind of a wow function. The facilities were designed with pilots in mind, public in mind. All the input came from First Wing Jet Center, our operator, Sean White. It came from our engineer. It came from the pilot sector and the community. The facility has all the little anemones that's needed for meetings and flight planning, place for the corporate pilots to rest, do their paperwork, maybe have their own little meeting right there in the facility. We've got in the new terminal building, we've got two spaces that are dedicated for future tenants. and with the move from the old terminal building to the new terminal building, we also have the new old terminal building that is available for possibly purchase or lease.
You know, and the other thing I think it really makes you guys really valuable now is that people always say, well, you know, in order to get to Frankfurt, you had to, you know, had to get stuff in here by freight or you drive here. But now you can get in here by plane, which is something you really hasn't been able to do for a long period of time.
True. And we've got the corporate sector using it for freight being dropped at the airport. Not something that, again, the public would see because it happens off the road. The airplane comes in, it's offloaded. Yep. The materials.
And often in the middle of the night, too.
So that's what's going on in the middle of the night when I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning. So, okay, we got a caller here for you. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, this is Russ. I just wanted to compliment the airport board and the county government for the progress made at the airport. It's just a fabulous airport, and it's something to really be proud of. I've been to a lot of airports in similar-sized towns, and there may be one or two that match it, but nobody beats it for the size of the city, and it's fantastic. Also, I did want to tease a little bit. I plan on rolling out. Jim Ellis spent 12 years taking a BC-1265 Taylor craft, and we're going to roll that out. So 1941, it was the first Taylor craft sold to the military in World War II, and we'll have that out there, and you'll be able to see that. It's kind of an ivory and canyon red is what I call it.
Well, that'll be nice for us. That's one of those pieces of equipment it's, you can look at, but please don't touch, right?
yeah, that's true. I don't know how complicated it is to do a Young Eagles thing, but maybe if you guys give me somebody to take up. I wouldn't mind taking up somebody for a discovery flight, but we'll see.
I'll bet that can happen.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, we're excited about tomorrow and the public being able to see aircraft like that on display. And you know, we've also got Skydive Indianapolis will be out there and should see some, again, weather permitting and wind permitting a little bit, should see some jumpers coming out of the sky. And so there's a lot of exciting. And we're also hoping there's a, Russ, you might even be familiar with this. There's a fun little poker run going on tomorrow around a bunch of local airports, and hoping to see a lot of folks. Frankfurt's participating in that, and so should see a bunch of airplanes from hopefully around the region popping in and out throughout the course of the morning. So,
it's going to be a great day. And now, what's the weather like?
Sunny and 85, but the winds are going to be could be an issue because they're going to go out of the southwest 10 to 20 with gusts as high as 30 tomorrow.
Oh, that puts a little exciting. It sounds like they're going to be landing on 2-2.
very likely.
Yeah.
A little sporty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll keep us hopping.
So, okay.
But this sounds like a wonderful day, and we'll all try to keep the oily side down.
Yep.
Okay. You betcha.
All right. Thanks, all right. Russ. Greatly appreciate it.
Yep. Bye.
All right. Take care. Call you on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, everybody.
Hi, Carl.
Is there a lot of people in Clinton County have airplanes? Approximately how many airplanes do we have in Clinton County?
Well, Sean, why don't you address that from the number of tenants you've got currently housed at the airport?
Yeah, I think we've got about, we've got a total of about 20 T-hangers, right, that we've got filled, and then we've got a number of other aircraft, probably half a dozen or so that are currently in our larger, the new corporate hangar, and then a few others in a couple of the other hangars on the field. So, you know, those are the ones that are physically housed at the airport, but then you've got a number of others that come and go that are utilizing the airport on a regular basis. So, and then there's those that also utilize the airport or rent aircraft from us, our flight school and flight training facility. So they may be pilots, but they aren't necessarily an aircraft owner at that point. But they'll rent aircraft and utilize aircraft as well. So,
that's excellent. Is our airport south supporting? I mean, does it support itself, or do they have to use tax dollars and grants?
No, the county, the entire county supports the airport. There is revenue generated on the airport.
So, in other words, the airport can't even support itself. Is that correct?
That's correct. It has to have the subsidy. But we have farm ground that is cash rent, hangar rent. We receive revenue from the fuel sales, and we'll receive revenue from rentals of the facilities at the airport.
Yeah. And on the factories out there, of course, I only worked 21 years at Frito-Lay, but the 21 years I was there, they always flew into Indianapolis, and then all the big wigs had to go to Indianapolis and stay downtown Indianapolis. Now, does Frito-Lay fly in there now and stay in one of these motels?
I can't address the motels, but Frito-Lay does come into Frankfort. One of the things that could hold them back from time to time is the distance they're going to travel when they leave here, and that's a function of weight and runway condition and runway length and temperature. So if they want to leave here and go some distance, our runway may not be long enough to get them out of Frankfort and to their destination. So that's why in the future and in the plans currently is a runway expansion to facilitate Frito-Lay being able to come in here with a full load of people, land safely, and then depart with a full load and also a full load of people to get to their further destination down the road.
But that's good. I got one other question. I'll get off here. Is our airport, is it about the size of Purdue?
Well, it's a little bit smaller than the Purdue Airport, but a similar thing. I mean, Purdue Airport has two runways. They're similar to the Frankfort Airport. Those runways are both a little bit longer, and the Purdue Airport has some additional facilities. They've obviously Purdue has a long history in aviation and has been around for a long time there. But what is unique about Frankfort is as our location being close to the interstate there in 65, can actually attract some of the businesses there on the southeast side of Lafayette as well. So it does have many of the same types of facilities, just a little bit smaller in nature than what you might find at West Lafayette.
All right. Thanks a lot, and you guys have a wonderful day.
All right. Thanks.
You too.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. I'm going to take a break right now. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
While other radio stations cut corners by just playing the tunes, WILO not only gives you America's best music, but keeps you informed with everything you need to know about what's going on in and around Clinton and surrounding counties. Local news, sports, Central Indiana farm information, Dave Ramsey, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and emergency weather, plus WILO TV coverage and so much more. We do more than play the tunes. We are a part of your life. 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, WILO.
WILOTV.com is live and archived for you to access anytime at your convenience. Worldwide coverage of debates, fairs, parades, festivals, local sports, and more. It's all on WILOTV.com. Now is a good time to check out the past year's events you might have missed. Keep listening to WILO as we will be adding to our scheduled lineup with more TV coverage for Clinton County from the radio station that's not afraid to use a camera, WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338. Or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Our in-studio guests are Stan Smith, representing the Frankfort-Clinton County Airport Authority Board, and Sean White is representing First Wayne Jet Center. I'll get this spit out here. But you guys got two titles right. Shorten those titles up a little bit. You mentioned Skydive, and of course now you've changed ownership of Skydive a little bit. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, you know, neither Stan nor myself actually, you know, manage that operation. But, yeah, recently Skydive Indianapolis changed ownership, and I think we're all really excited about the new ownership there. Kind of a young group based out of Lafayette that's now owning it. But the exciting thing is all the same great people that have been around operating Skydive Indianapolis over the years are still there. So that's, I think, an exciting thing. And it's a great part of the airport, a productive part of the airport, and a great recreational opportunity for people of this community. And it brings people from nearby and even not even necessarily nearby, but from quite some distance often to the community. While they're out there jumping, they're eating in local restaurants. Sometimes they're overnighting in some of the hotels locally and whatnot. So it is in and of itself an attraction here in the community. And I don't know if people even realize it that much, other than maybe occasionally looking to the sky and seeing some parachutes open. So.
Yeah, especially on the weekends. Where is the closest skydive place now? I'm not real sure I know where the next closest place is.
Well, there's one at Michigan City. Yeah. There's in Frankfort, Illinois. Isn't that another?
West Frankfort, yeah.
I think so. And then there's something in the middle of the state that occasionally, there's a couple of them that are much smaller, but in terms of size, you don't, this is a pretty good size drop zone. One of the bigger ones in the Midwest. So. Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys have got that. You've got the hangar. You had the world attempt at skydive records. You've had a lot of different things out there. So what's the big next project for you guys besides getting the runway extended?
I think the emphasis from the airport board is one, like you say, the runway expansion. But we're working hard now to attract tenants to the airport. It might be a corporate aircraft. That'll be housed at Frankfort, and obviously we've got the office spaces available. So that's our emphasis at this point.
How realistic do you think that is?
For the tenants?
Yeah. And how soon are we talking
about? Well, we're already talking to a couple of different tenants, and nothing been materialized yet. But if we could find someone, and the word is out there, it's being advertised on the State Department of Commerce about the existing terminal building, it'd certainly be nice to have someone that's aviation-oriented, does their business in aviation, would come up here and establish an office in the old terminal building or in the new terminal building, depending on size needs.
Yeah, you guys have also, you've got great facilities. You got a tremendous, a good facility going. So, you know, I'm sure, I think you got a couple of events. Do you guys have other events? I think you guys have talked about a couple of events that are coming up for yet this year. I'm not sure if they're set in gold yet, but I think you've mentioned a couple of things.
No, we've talked about doing something later this year. The terminal itself is named after Adrian Marks. Right. Unfortunately, he's known for a specific kind of aircraft, a PBY that was used during World War II. He was a pilot of that, and it was tied closely to the USS Indianapolis and saving a lot of the folks that were going down on that aircraft carrier. But on that battleship. That so we had hoped to have a little bit more of that element ready at the grand opening component and probably aren't going to tomorrow. So we'll probably have some kind of a naming ceremony and an event related to that later this year. And then I think you'll see the return certainly of some more community activities and things at the airport. One somewhat driven by some of the community activity, you know, people wanting to do things and utilizing the space, and then you know, similar to what we're going to be doing tomorrow, I hope that we can reinstitute some things every summer where we have a nice big community open house, community event, fly-in event that that people get excited about and come out to on an annual basis. So you'll see more and more activity at the airport on a regular basis as a result.
Go ahead, Stan.
Well, I was just going to say that we've got an occupancy capacity in the hangar building itself of 750 people. And we already have one corporation, local corporation, that's going to have their annual Christmas party at the airport. So it's a facility that can be used by a small number of people, or it's a facility that can be used by a substantially large group of people.
Now, is that going to be in the same place where we have our meetings at monthly, roughly that same building?
Yes.
Upstairs there?
Well, the small groups can meet upstairs, but we can empty the big hangar and set that up for 750 people for the fire marshal.
Yeah. How many planes do you get in that hangar right now?
Just, a lot dependent on size of the aircraft. But right now we've got, I think we've got 8 or 10 aircraft in there right now. And so, you know, you can get, if you've got a large corporate jet, that limits, you know, the number of additional aircraft you can get. But we've had a mix of, a Learjet, and we've got a Twin Commander in there right now, and then several other, smaller, single engine and twin engine piston aircraft. We had some helicopters in there, some agricultural helicopters in there over the weekend. So, or over the winter. I can't talk today either. It's Friday.
Yeah.
It's really dependent upon the mix of aircraft that you got, what you can fit in there. But what's neat if you walk in there right now is you will see a mix of everything from corporate aircraft down to personal aircraft of different types, sizes, and ages. There's a beautiful older Cessna 190 in there that's really beautiful. So there's some unique airplanes in there as well. So
what is your guys' opinion of what the future is at this airport?
That's a good question. I think as long as we continue to maintain the facilities, expand the facilities, provide quality service, I think it's unknown what the future is. On the upside, our location, as Sean mentioned earlier, being just 20 minutes from the southeast side of Lafayette, we've got the north side of Indianapolis that we can service. You can get to a lot of places from the Frankfort Airport quicker from our airport than you can, say, the Purdue Airport.
I think it's rare that you find a community like Frankfort in general that's as progressive and forward thinking and economic development focused. And so when you tie that with as Stan mentioned, strong, facilities where the board and the community has invested in the airport to ensure that it has the right kind of facilities to attract those kinds of people there, there's no reason not to be bullish about, the future of the airport and be excited about where it's going. That investment from our perspective, makes us excited to partner with the airport and be part of the future there, and really do believe that as we continue to invest in the infrastructure and have the right facilities, that we can help with those things. We can help attract more and more businesses to the airport and to the community as a whole.
Okay, guys. Last thing is talk about tomorrow real quick. Kind of wrap it up and what all's going on and when tomorrow out at the airport.
Absolutely. So the times again tomorrow are from officially from 8 a.m. to 11:30 out at the airport grand opening event. We'll have a sausage and biscuits breakfast provided by Shoup's early in the morning. That's going to be $10 a person. So that'll run from 8 to about 11. The program of the day will be at 10 o'clock, and that's where we'll do an actual official ribbon cutting and whatnot. if you want to be there for that portion. But then throughout the morning, we'll have family fun activities, some bounce houses, and airplanes on display, things for people to see, so hopefully some aircraft flying in. And then, of course, tours of the facility, most important part, get to see the whole new facility and hopefully come out and check it out. So.
And our sister station will be out there from 9 to 11 tomorrow.
Well, absolutely. So. We're excited to have you.
So, anything else you guys want to say before I let you go?
No, we appreciate the opportunity to come make a presentation.
I really appreciate you guys stopping. I really do. I think it's something that's going to be very good for the community, and I hope this works out for you.
Thank you very much.
Right, thanks, Ken. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. That's going to do it for the show today. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Everybody have a great day. Take good care of yourselves, and we'll see you back here on Monday. E-Factor is next. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.